Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back. With Prepare Burn Down Herbicide, adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The U.S. House of Representatives has already voted for full repeal of mandatory country of origin labeling, period. And there's a similar amendment out there on the transportation bill that has been offered up by the current chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Pat Roberts. However, former chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, has come up with a voluntary repealing the mandatory elements of country of origin labeling, but mandating a voluntary program. And that's the program that Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, says is the way that we should go, despite the fact that Canada and Mexico have indicated anything less than full repeal is not acceptable.
Canada and Mexico both suggested the adoption of a voluntary system for country of origin labeling during the WTO dispute process that was just resolved. And the U.S. Trade Representative has also noted that repealing the mandatory requirement for country of origin labeling and replacing it with a voluntary system has the potential to constitute compliance with U.S. WTO obligations. So there is a way to comply with the WTO obligations, and this voluntary approach will do that. It gives voluntary cool a green light in every direction.
Billions of dollars of retaliation could be authorized by the World Trade Organization between now and Labor Day, and it's unlikely that Congress will resolve this issue in time to beat that retaliation based on the slowness of the Senate to make up their mind between the Stabenow measure or the Roberts measure. The 2015 Statewide Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference is about a week away now. It'll be happening the 6th and 7th of August at the Moore Norman Technology Center in the Oklahoma City metro area. Early registration discount ends this coming weekend, August 1st, $50 per participant. If you register by the 1st of August, it's $60 after that. Featured speakers include Dairy Carey. Carrie Mess from the Wisconsin area. She has got a very popular agri blog. And also Marjorie Allens of the Farm Her Project that showcases women as the changing face of agriculture. For more information, check with your local cooperative extension office or check with the Department of Ag Economics at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. Finally, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has sent a letter this week to the U.S. Department of Justice pressing the Antitrust Division to review the JBS proposed acquisition of Cargill's pork unit. He says that the merger might increase concentration and decrease competition in the U.S. pork industry. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make your plans now to attend the 4th Annual Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention at the Woodward Convention Center on August 6th. The theme, Reserves, Regulations, and Resources, will be evident throughout the day with three panel discussions on relevant topics. They include environmental issues facing the Tri-State Regional Energy Market Panel, analysis of Regional Oil and Gas Market Panel, and Cushing Oil Terminal Overview of Operations Panel. Each panel is filled with industry experts. For more information, visit the website at tsogc.com. The Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention in Woodward, Oklahoma, August 6th at the Woodward Convention Center.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.